Okay.
What I want to talk this week and do as much time as I take a topic, and whatever I accomplish, whatever I don't accomplish, I go to the next thing. Gives me what to do. Okay? The topic is Zochei Mamre and its relationship to Leisosor and what the Ramban wants and what's going on. Okay? And Umidin Hazokin Atzmoi Misbari Ho Inyon Beonokoin. Ki kol ma shechoshav v'dorash boi horav eino emes. It's not that he made, you know, it's like the whole thing is off. Avol dovo bolu. Ku she'eno nase zokin mamre al shedivreim klal. So he has done an amazing thing. Because we're talking about whether there's a leisosor in under Rabbonus. And what the Ramban has done without saying it is there's no middle ground. Either you are mechuyev in leisosor for the Rabbonus and Zokin Mamre, or there's no leisosor the Rabbonus and there's no Zokin Mamre. And that is Bolo. And once you can prove there's no Zokin Mamre by the Rabbonus, so mainly you've proven there's no Leisosor. That's what he does. And that's what he holds is key to the proof of the pudding. That's, I mean, well, I'm going to take one point. There's a lot of points here, okay? That's the point, correct? And it's very clear that that's what he's doing, correct? So if you didn't, if you read it fast, you wouldn't have caught it. But that's what he's saying.
Does Rebbe hold that the fact that it's later means it's like a stronger raya, like Achor Nachman is stronger?
I can't tell you. We'll see. I don't know. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see. Okay? The Chidushim HaMiyachosim L'Haran is also very clear that the whole parasha of Zochei Mamre is a parasha from Zochei Mamre. I call him Yichosim Naran because he quotes the Ran there at one time. So it can't, you know. Okay? It's Peivov Mebeis. He writes like this. Ubetesis Dachaku Viomu, Rabbi Yehuda no Kroi, Lo Mukilu Vizokim Mamre Sheikhaiv Akulon, El Shemitzvah He, Lishmoy Elohen, Bechol Eisen Din. In other words, he does Tesis. He claims as the flip is the possibility of differentiating between Zokei Mamre and what Chiyuvim are or when they are. Okay. Shekoyim komitz la'teira. Av Chiyuv Zokei Mamre k'siv afi ha'teira she'erucha. Rav Mishi yagid l'cho. You see, we'll see later the three-way machlokes tanoim what you chayv in Zokei Mamre. So the question is, if Zokei Mamre falls off, is there a leisosor or not? Are you even dreises? Okay. Loima shloi chiv akosel al ad ika teru v'yeruche dosh al Yehuda v'zein amuchbo shekol hapar shebedin Zokei Mamre hi. So it's mamish all or nothing. That's a very important quote of the Rav. Correct? Okay. Now, there's a problem. Even before we get started, okay, I'm going to read you Sifri, and offhand it's like throwing like in the middle of a whole the gears like a monkey wrench. Come to Sifri, and Pasha Shechten, Piska Kuf Nun Dala Aloha Yud, V'yasisa Al Pi Adovo. Okay. Al Pi Horoyas Bezen HaGodol Sher Yerushalayim Chayov Misa. V'ein Chayov Misa Al Horoyas Bezen Shebiyavne. So a priori, the Sifri is clearly ready to accept that there should be Isurim even if you don't have a dinah zochei mamre. That's going to base mezav base bez nagodol shebiyavne. Okay, because it didn't work good. And lechere is the whole parasha applied to bez nagodol shebiyavne. And still, there's no zochei mamre. So that sounds like a problem. Okay? Correct? A priori. On the other hand, you know, it's very clear in the extension of the Rambam, if you read the next line or two, that the Ramban goes through the Sugya Sanhedrin, there's three sheetahs there, is that a mayor is, that's Dina Kores, B'shilos Achat, this is Zochei Mamre. Reb Yehuda holds, Ikim Midibrei Teira, Ukiushim Midibrei Sefer. And Reb Shimon says, Afilu Diktuk Sefer. And the Ramban is Chikim V'Dorish, What is the Divrei Sefer? Is it the Rabbanan? Not the Rambam. Is going through the whole discussion of the Tanoim to try to understand what the Lishos is talking about. So it's very clear again, the Rambam is very, very serious about this. Okay? And the Lechera, when it comes out, is you're going to have to say, so what happens? What happens if Bezna should be out of the coin to all this? And what happens to these three cases? And is the Machlekes Tanoim, it's also negated to Bezna should be Avne? That the one, the Tana, who says there's no Zokhi Mamre except for Chai Vikrisis, right? He's going to call it Shigas Achatas. Is he also of the opinion that Bezna should be Avne, there's no Isa? If you don't, if you're mamre on something besides that, see, because he says, "Avu dova bohu she'el nasa zokim mami al shedivreim klau." So the Chera, he's making a clear legamre. It's mamish all the same. If you're going to come, that it's Dina Kodesh, Shikas Chatzos, you don't have to prove anything. His whole, that he works very hard, is only in the Yehuda and the Shimon, that there's an element of Divrei Sefer, and the question what the Divrei Sefer is, but a mayor, he has no problem. And Lechera, it's also a foolish Nisifri that the East is the Hurrah. It's not Kilo on a Takol, I'm not talking about that. On Horoyas Bezen Hagodol Chayev, we are Horoyas Bezen Shvi Adnair Chayev. And Lechera, it's an equation. So I would have assumed. I would assume what comes out of the coins of Ramban is what's going on is a very strange thing, that the Bezen Shabiyavne is on that thing which is a chiyuv of Bezen HaGodol, in Bezen HaYavne there's an Isa. But if there's no Isa in Bezen HaGodol, for example, coins of Rameya, the Isa HaMroh of Bezen HaGodol is only on Chai V'Krisus and Zodin Kores. So if it's even with the terror, we think it should be safer. Lachay bez nagol is no Eastern, no Eastern bez neshaviyavne. Which is an amazing thing. Okay. Lachay, otherwise, you don't know where he's coming from. So just before he gets started, he's done an amazing thing. He turns the world upside down. I would have asked you, although, you know, it could be because you brought up with the Rambam. You know, if you're not a Zokhi Mamre, are you basically the Seder Gomor? So the answer is, according to Rabban, yes. Okay? I'll tell you something. You know, it also is clear to me that if I wouldn't have done this, okay, so the Isad Bezokim Mamre, I had this all written up, but I'm not going to get to it that much. When the Gamut said some of Bessin Hejin, whatever some of Bessin Hejin is, and the Gemara certainly, or Mishnah, whatever it is, that Talmud is no Zokim Mamre. It's only Higil or Royal or and maybe I speak, I don't know exactly what he means. But you're going to claim to me that a Talmud who's Mamre and Bezin Agodol and Chayvi Krisis is no problem because he can't become a Zokim Mamre? Even Bezin Agodol. Forget about the question which I asked. I asked the question about Hamra, okay, which is Chai Zokim Mamre. So what goes on in Bezin Shabi Avner and what the Chiyuv is and what. But no one, I think, will say, according to Meir, okay, that a Talmud who's Meir, okay, and disagrees with Bezin Agodol in terms of a Chayvi Krisis, L'Chayvi Krisis, I would assume, which is not a Chiyuv. So I think the whole equation is in terms of what the content of what there's a Zokei Mamre, on that content is Havro. But it might express itself in other areas and spill over to Yisurim, in terms of a Talmud, or in terms of Eino Bezin and Nachum Mekoyma. That's what I would assume. Okay? I think that's fair.
What would the Yisurim be?
So, whatever, you see, you have to, you see, whatever. You see, you have this problem, but let me just show you one thing. You have to go to the Sifri itself, because the Sifri says, "Biasisa al piadovo." So you get the impression there's a din that there's still a chiyuv biasisa al piadovo in the piyam roes bezna gadol chayit. Whatever that's referring to, we have to know it's a lab or the assay or whatever. It's simply referring to. Yeah, but we don't know. Could be osisa means the whole parasha. We don't know how far to apply it. Okay, doesn't say. The Ban L'Chayiv Ik over here, he's interested in one thing. He wants to know the Divisayf Mah, both according to Yehuda, who says, Ika mi Divitei Akushi mi Divisayfim, or Rav Shimon's Dictuk Seifim. Okay, that's what he's interested in. Because he feels, once he has proven that Divisayfim of Yehuda and Rav Shimon is a Deraisa, not a Drabonon, then there's no possibility of suggesting the Ram Shita. That's what he's out to do. Those are the passions, but if you don't get that, you don't understand what he's talking about. You might read it over, but you missed the whole point. Okay? Now, so comes Rabban with Din Rabbi Yehuda, Chayiv Hazokin Mamre, Af Al Tfilin, Al Tfilin. Okay? Shuhu Mitzvah Saseh. Okay. Frankly, there's a lot in this, and I spent half of the morning now working on it because I hold it's mamish on like a side point, okay? And I even told him, I'm just going to point out that the two times of Yehuda's quoted, okay? One time he's quoted the beginning of the Braisa, was Machukas Tanoim, still is not mentioned there at all. There's a Mishnah that talks about tefillin, and comes up Oshia that says that the chiyuv tefillin is because ikum mi debetayu pushim mi debeseiflim, and it's yesh bo lehoisif bo moisif poisel vi alibad Rabbi Yehuda. The whole lush of alibad Yehuda is a little strange to say that's what Yehuda's talking about. You understand? So, okay. And it's not even clear that the Rambam agrees with that, because the Rambam seems to pass in the Meir, equally divrei Torah kushim to be so every passed in tefillin, okay? But he calls tefillin halochem pia kabbalah, and he doesn't at all talk about ikim divrei Torah kushim to be so from and nothing. He was it's halochem pia kabbalah. The same way he calls, which I'll just tell you something, just to get yourself to blow your minds. If I were to ask you the difference between Ben Gimel Shonen for beer and Ben Teisha Shonen and Ben Teisha Shonen for an Ish and a Ben Gimel for Isha, you would have said, you're missing something. You say there's a difference between the two. But I'm Pirusha Mishnayis. See, I saw Mishnah Taylor. He quotes that Ben Teisha, okay, in Hilchos, he has Chalitza, okay. Ben Teisha Shonen for beer is Alachim for Kabbalah. I always thought it was Alachim Hashem Sinai. It's in Shulim, right? So I said to myself, let me open up that Gemara, the Pirush Mishnayis, okay, where the Rambam says he lists all the Alachim Hashem Sinai, okay? You know something? Ben Gimel is there and Ben Teisha is not there, okay? Then I'll tell you something, and there's a whole list here. I'm just going to show you what he did. And this is just because I'm not going to get to it. It's just I don't want to miss it. I ask you about Chassid Nezek Schreyes, okay? And everyone talks about Halacha Lomash Mishnayis, including Rashi. It's like, what is Hilchos Gemilah? You know the Rambam quotes in Hilchos Niskei Momon? Halacha Mipi HaKabbalah. Chassid Nezek Schreyes. So what there's a new term over here, which I can show you, the Rambam, the Tumas Tehaim, the question about Bias HaMikdosh, the question of Av Madir Benoy Benozir, the question about whether you can bring Kamon, that Kamon, you can Taglachas on Kamon as well, a hit in the hair. I'm not getting involved in all this. All them are Lachim via Kabbalah. Okay? So this Lachayr, it's filling, doesn't do anything. Correct? The Ramban, for some reason, finds it necessary over here to put tefillin in his argument, okay? I have no clue what he's talking about. I explain to you how he's learning the Gemara, the two Gemaras come together. But why it's important to say that we're talking about tefillin over here is beyond me, okay? So you read a Losh and Mamish, every word in the Ramban, okay? Then he goes like this. Okay. Here's the important point. And he's very careful. He says, V'leitovin, divrei sefer ma'muska b'kan. What's ha'muska b'kan? Okay. So because the Ramban is very careful over here. He's certainly of the opinion that the word Divrei Sefer can sometimes refer to a Rabbanan. And he's not in denial. Okay. You remember I always quote the Rambam Pirush Mishnayis and Kalim and Perek Yud Zayin and Mishnah Yud Beis, where he says that the word Divrei Sefer can have two meanings. The word Divrei Sefer can mean a deraisa, which is not mafurish in Kroh, and the word Divrei Sefer can mean a drabon. So Ramban is also prepared to accept that. No problem. No problem whatsoever, okay? The problem over here is something else. The question is, I thought the Divrei Sefer in Rabbi Yehuda, the Divrei Sefer of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, okay, what does it mean? Is it also could mean a drabbanan and that's what the Ramban says, Divrei Sefer Shebekan. He's very careful about the phrase. He's not making a general rule about what the word Divrei Sefer is. And then he goes further and he says, Sheheim. For the Tovin, you shouldn't interpret it that way. Divrei Sefer Muska Bekan, Shein Gzeir Shel Divrayim, Ela pirushim. I think there's a colon over here. There are two types of pirushim. There's pirushim shekibu min amidos shatoyim v'dreshes bohem. O shelomdu oitom al peh misinai. So then it comes out. Both are two things. So what he's done is very clearly taken a position, which the Rambam also agrees with, that all that was given at Har Sinai was it given me the Shatay Nidreshet Behem. You, Chazal, go to the laboratory and apply them. So that's the first thing. Is Pirushim, but Lemaisi is the Ramban is also very careful as Shitasai. Because Ramban learns that the Posuk is Sovo, the Medrash, okay? So when you give him Midas, that talk is a Pirushim, the crop! Pirushim Shikibun! See, I would have said, Odosta Drosha, and the other is a pshat. No! That's the pshat. Well, that's not the pshat, but that's, you know, that's the pirush, that's the pirush. Okay? Just, that's what he says. Pirushim shekibu me'anidish atoli the direction man. And he also says, so what's pirushim shalomdu oisam alper misinai? So what it means is that what the Ram calls Pirush HaMakubal, the Ramban calls Divrei Sofim and equates it to you give me the Shatay Nidreshes Behem. But there, they have no input in the Pirush. The Pirush itself was the Skabal Har Sinai, and here they have an input, the Makabal of the Pirush, they're going to give me the Shatay Nidreshes Behem. So then it means, l'cheira, we don't know where halachol Moshe Misinai fits in. Okay? So the Ramban does something, and does a double whammy, okay? And towards the end, a few lines later, okay, he quotes, Avla halachol Moshe Misinai, he k'moshe dorshu, and this is mamash a mistake. Because it's a different drosha. Okay. Doshu teiris. Shtei teiris. Achas shebiksav, the achas shebalpeh. Also, this is teira, and it's Divrei Sofim. And alochu mishmi sinai, it's Divrei Sofim. I mean, it's teira. And the pirush HaMakubal is Divrei Sofim. A exact flip of what you would have seen in the Rambam. Because the Rambam in general, in Sherish Beis, the Pirush HaMakubal becomes Teira, because it's Shat and Pasuk. And Halacha Misinai doesn't do the Pasuk, doesn't do the Sefer. Rambam flips it, okay? Okay, now, that's it to the side, correct? So you understand, yeah, I'm just showing you another proof, just banging it more. I wasn't interested in telling you this, but I think you should know it anyway. I was interested more in telling you that the Pirushim, which I'm talking about Alper, is not Halacha Misinai, but the Pirushim HaMakubal. Because here he's calling it Divrei Sofim, and there he calls it Teira. So we're talking about different things. Correct? Now, so, l'cheira, what comes out is the Pirush HaMakubal blives like a Pirush, but it's not Pshat and Posek. Okay? In the same way that the Pirush in Yom Midas is a Pirush and Posek, but not Pshut HaShom Mikra. And the Pshat is that the Pirush means that the Mikra is sable. This pshat. Okay?
And I'm using the word tzoivo because the Ramban uses it. And I'll show you where he uses it. The Ramban Cherish Beis, and maybe it's Omud Nun Gimel Dal, I don't know exactly which tfus this is, okay? It was on my computer, okay? Nun Gimel Dal, I don't know if it's there, this or that, I don't know. Ho'ik Om, he says like this. V'zeu mufurish, okay, what did we say? V'hinei harav tola, how neifel hazeh b'chut asayra. Okay? And that's why it's falling. Because it doesn't have enough for, you know. Omar, ho'ika asher ho'ilunu boy aleyev asholem v'omrom ein mikriyot in the pshuta. What does that mean? Ve'yoyis loshen ha'talmud mechapis b'chobok v'yoyim b'gufi z'kro b'mayim mishtoi. So he learns there's tshutus ha'mikra and there's other things. And everything else is not pshat. Okay? Everything else is drash, it's the v'seifim, it's tshurish beis and everything. Correct? V'chas v'sholem ki ha'midroshim kulam b'inyin ha'mitzvahs Ein bohem mikro yoytzi bidei pshutei. Elo kulom b'loshen hakosu nichlolim. If the drushes, apa pi sheimar ben behem beribuyim. It's a whole different approach to Torah. The ein medrash kovo tamne chomim Miloshin es Hashem Elokecho Tiro Motzi HaKosim Mipshutei. It's an amazing thing. I'm skipping. Vu Ma'amorom Ein Mikro B'dei Ein Mikro Amikro Yoytzi B'dei Pshutei Loma Ein Mikro El Pshutei. There's doch Pshutei. And there's Nichlal, and that's Ein Mikro Yoytzi. It's not going out of the pshuta, but there is pshuta, which are two different things.
And that's so.
Yeah. Avol yesh, and listen, he's going to say it himself. Avol yesh nanu midrasha im pshuta v'inu yoytzi midei kol echa mehem avol yizbo akosuv es hakol v'yeshnehem emes. So I just want to tell you what he's saying, okay? And the chosen, you can say a whole shiur on this. So it's suivo. Also, the Ramban, this is he's saying, okay? If you look at the Ramban, and you seriously learn the Ramban is a mefolish, okay? You'll notice that he plays around with words, and sometimes uses them in the same place. And they're different. There's something he calls pshuto shel mikra, and something called derech pshat, and then he something called derech aviseinu. Okay, so the pshuto shel mikra is the claim pshat, because there has to be pshuto shel mikra. Okay, how do I know that? You see, the whole Ramban is based on this. Because what does the Ramban do? He has a discussion about what Hiroi is, okay? And he clearly says, he quotes the Mon Horios, that when he's talking about Pshuto Shomiko, he's talking about Dvorim Shatstuki Moidim Bohem. Shatstuki Moidim Bohem, okay? And he calls Zil Kore Bei Rav. That's Pshuto Shomiko. That's Pshuto Shomiko. Zil Kore Bei Rav. Okay, and then there's something else which might be Mashmos HaKosu, okay, which is not Zilkoi Beirav. That's the Medrash Chazal. That's something that you might infer from the Pasuk. But for example, the Ramban Chumash, or the Ramban says Yitochen, or Ramban says Derech Pshat, it's a Dovah Shatzduki Moedim Boy. Okay. So that you have to be very careful when you look at the Ramban. All the discussion in Ramban Chumash, of Derech Aviseinu, or Yitochein,
which you have to understand what they're talking about, the suffix, you know, but he's not sure what he's doing. Or Derech HaPshat, he's not saying, Dvorim She'etzukim Moedim Bo, because Dvorim She'etzukim Moedim Bo, the Zir Koi Barab, the Pshuta Shomikra, Rabban also has this idea of Pshuta Shomikra, okay? But there's a Derech HaPshat, which is Derech HaVisenu, which comes to Midah Shatein, the Dreshes Behen, which also the mashmos akos of Yisrael, and it's also the way the Chazal look at the pasuk, okay, which might not be a zilkoy beirav, and if it's not a zilkoy beirav, then it's also a hurra from Bezin, but it's not stukim moizim boy.
How does the Rambam weigh in on this?
One second. For example, I'll read to you. The Gemara in Horus, let me just skip and I'll go back on this, okay? He lit cool ladies, Kvan the Sposh, there, the Gemara in Horus, Shakol Dovashet, Stukim Moedin Boy, I'm reading on Ban. Behem Pshutei, Pshutei Hakosu, Einu Heiro, Zizil Koi Bei Rabu, Our Gvorm Sheinai Stukim Moedin Boy, Behem Midroshim Kulom, Midrashim kulam, bohem hu mischayim. So the Medrash Chachomim, derech Yigul Midos, is a ro. And it could be mashmos lashon hakosuv, but it's not pshuto shomiko. See, because he says, "Avo adobo aboro hamenuka mikol shibushu." He says later on, skipping a little bit, "She nudiya she ain alav aziz usloisoso elumash omu bepiushi hatera kegoin hadvorim hanidroshim batera because they were shavu b'yin am v'shashal eshetzay midrash hatera nidrash ben oy b'mashmos loshna kos." What's it, Mashmos Loshon HaKosuv? Or did the Chachmei HaMeseiros say what Rabban said in Chumash as Yitochin? And they say, it was a hero. Or they say, Al Pi Derech HaPshat, with a hero. That's Mechayim. There's also Zochim Mamre on that. It's not Zilkor Beirav. It's not Zvom Shetukim Moedemboy. V'chei Mamashi, Kibu Arochim Lashmi Sinai, Teira, Shabapeh, Shim Yiru, Hey, Shizeh Adob, also Imutim in a Teira, Lefi Medish Hakosim, or Lefi Pirushoi, or Yaloch, Lepi Hashmu, or Moshe Rabbeinu, Yiru, or Hefet, who Chayiv Levatel Da'atoi. That's something else, but it doesn't say there's a law on it, okay. Now, just one more thing, and then we'll just, he's Mamish turning the world upside down, okay. This is very important, I'm not going to even get close to what I want to do this week, but that's okay. Now, Umufurishul, the Ramban says, the Mishnah, Zoo. So now he does something. Sometimes he says, you know, Raya. Here he says, Oto state the Mishnah. Anyone interprets the words of the Mishnah properly, the Umufurish. It's a major committal. Umufurish, who the Mishnah Zoo. Omuchayma b'divrei seifrim midivrei tera. Choim ain't filling lava of divrei teira poto, chomish teitofos lohis al divrei seif mechayim. So what he say? It's a very important thing. Shehin kiblu beferish hateitofos. There's a kabbalah. Shenitzavino bateira shein dalid. So kiilu. It's almost like the Pirushim Makuba, which the Rambam has. That's what Titofus is. And on that, Ototos is not Kibamre. Shehein Dalit, Shekor Bekan Divrei Seifim. Klemer Pirushom Loi Takarei Seim. So he sees, after the Divrei Seifim is not Takonus, the Divrei Seifim is not Pirushim. That's his Raya. I don't know what the big raya is. It could be, it's also that. It's only that, basically. Which is a major thing. How do you know the Dalai Batim and Tefillin? Dr. Ramban, It's a Pirushim called Moshe Rabbeinu. The Rambam's not clear about it, okay? You check it out, let me know what he says. In the Pirush HaMiyuchas Aran, the Chidush Aran, the Chidush HaMiyuchas Aran, he says, Halacha Moshe Misinai. He says, Pevom Mubeis, V'lavo al Dibrei Seiflim, the Amina B'masnis N'haynu Dafko al Halacha Moshe Misinai. Ki the Amina Chomish Teitof V'shebetfilim. Devadai Halacha Moshe Misinai. Dal Teitofis. El Drabon Osu Remes. Betat. Bekatve. Upas be Afriki. Okay. Mamish, that's for whatever it is. See, the Ran, the Rabban couldn't say what the Ran said. Why? Because the Rabban, we said before, puts halacha mishina as teira, and the Mishnah called it divrei seifa when there's a law on it. So it couldn't be. Okay. So the Rabban of Taimei is forced to say that Teitofos is a Pirushim Mekubal, goes into Divrei Seifa Pirushim, and the Ran could say that Halacha Moshe Misinai also goes into it. The Shari Tshuva turns the world upside down. Shari Tshuva. Okay. Shari Tshuva. Shav Gimel Oizdal Vehei. The Shari Tshuva is the opinion that Divrei Seifrim, you shouldn't be machala between Gzeres and Takonis and Pirush and Shamati Geshmur. It's all the same weight. And he quotes the Mishnah Sanhedrin of Divrei Seifrim Shebetfilin to prove that you should equate everything. Just mamish the whole opposite of what Rabban's trying to do on the state Shari Tshuva. I don't think they quoted this, you know. The Rabban's name is Lavan Dost. If you want to read it here, or you look yourself. Nischaivino minateo lekavo takonis hanavim vashetun lishmoy divi hachom lizoy bedivreim shenem leisosu v'chulei. And then he says, v'yesh turochem utstoni v'yimtsum shom divi tzorib v'chamur v'divi teira. Kashom v'seinu zichayim l'vokho. One challenge. But you wouldn't have preached this in Medina had you not had this Ramban and not the whole thing. It's not an unbelievable thing. So it comes out, and I'll ask you a question. The Rambam is the opposite of the Ramban. That according to the Rambam, Pirushim Mekubalim is B'chal Teresh B'Ksav, and it's called Teira. And that's Hosherish Beis. And Lochem Rishini is Divrei Seifrim. And it's not Teresh B'Ksav, not Teira. And according to Ramban, Pirushim Mekubalim are Divrei Seifrim. And Lochem Rishini is Teira. And the state Roshes refers. The state Teira is referred to Halacha Moshe Misinai, not Pirush HaMekubal. Even though Shnei Mekubal and Moshe Misinai. Yeah. So you wanted to add something? I can go on.
No, I just wonder, how does the Rambam, does he have a Pshuto Shemikra besides for Pirush HaMekubal?
No! What happens is, that's when my Rebbe has a piece in Hilchos Mamrim. That what happens is, and it's, there are problems in it, okay? But that's what he says. He says, for example, the Rambam says Pri Eitz Hodo. Okay? Pri Eitz Hodo. So it's Pri Eitz Hodo. So someone comes and wants to be a chacham for the Manash Tana, and comes with an exotic fruit, which no one found in the Amazon, and cooked the rain on Sukkot. He says, oh, that's a Pri Eitz Hodo. I say, how big? Okay? For example, you have a machlokes, this is what the example he gives. You have a machlokes, a chachmei seira. Okay? This one, Beishami says this, Beisila says this. Rabbi Yeshua says something, Rabbi Lezer says something else. Okay? So Rabbi Yeshua says it's a double portion. Otatan shneim eil veil divilakim chayim. We say Birchas HaTeira, and you say Mishnah from Beishami. It's a chachteira. Okay? Right? Okay. No, Pshuta Shemiko, he says this is Pshat, and Al Zokdan does the Pshat. I ain't put him on the tail. Everyone can say they're Pshat, what they think the Pshat is. Or the state in the Pirusha Makuba Moshe Rabbeinu, that someone who says Pshat Andrish, that's Kfira. The Pshat, if someone come and say the Pri Tzodah is this, or Ayin Tachas Ayin Shein Tachas Shein is Hammurabi's code, that you have to, you cut the hand off, okay? Okay? Or if a Katsoy says Kapo, okay? It's not Momoin, but it's Kfira. And the Pshutish HaMikra is Tadosh the Pshutish HaMikra. That's what he used to say, okay? And that's the Rambam, that's what happens. Because the Ram Shitti is that only Pshuto Shel Mikra is the Chaminya Mitzvahs. Right? So the Ram has a problem that he has certain Pshutim Kabbalim that he learns that Chazal said that this Gzeh Rishobo or this Pirush, you give me this, that it's Mukubo, that that's the Pshat. And Chochmas HaKosuv, Chazal showed, you couldn't derive it independently. But it blood should show me. And it's a mitzvah, me a mitzvah. That's what Ram says. So it's mamish, the opposite world. Okay?
It doesn't recognize the whole gifts of Kimoji about anything.
I don't believe that it means anything.
It's meaningless.
I don't know. It might be mean. It's meaningful in the Hiro from Pahel and Dover, okay? But I didn't even get to this now. I have a whole part of the shir. I'm not going to get to anything here. That's explaining what is, do you equate Pahel and Dover to Zoke Mabre? And our band seems to take it very seriously. And the question is, the Rambam, it's not clear you should do such a thing. Okay? Now, comes the Ramban further, okay? Who besifri, besef habreise, hashnuye bigmoro, elen knochen tonra bonen, ki pole, shonu kach, al pia tera ashirucho, al divri tera chayobim, de ein chayobim al divri sefer. That's a sifri. Kleima, she ein chiyuvoi, El al pirush shel sefer b'divrei Torah, lo al dover sheikra divrei sefer. When something is completely a divrei sefer, you also get mechayev on it. Ulefi she'omru shezu habraisa mispareshes l'das rameye. So what happens is, the Ramban is doing an amazing thing. Question is in Ameya that he says that Zdona Kiris and Shigas Chatos, okay? What about Zochi Mamre in Bita Me'anusosei, there's no Pasek in the Torah. It's only a Drosha, okay? Well, it's a Drosha, it lies the Pirusha Mekubal, according to Ram, I'm not getting involved in that, okay? Or it's a Gzeh Shobo, or it's a Kavachoy, but Chayim Golden, okay? Tell you something about Bita, okay? What about Bita? Okay. Zok, the question is the Zokhi Mamri by it? So Zok the Ramban, that when Rav Meir said Ikum Medivrei Torah, when Rav Meir said Zkrin, Zdoinei Chatos, I mean Zdoinei Kores, Ishikos Achatos, and Rabbi Yehuda says, and he learns Rabbi Yehuda is coming off, I mean it's expanding, that Kol Sheikoi Medivrei Torah Pushim Medivrei Seraphim, or that the Pshat in Rav Meir is also Ikum Medivrei Torah Pushim Medivrei Seraphim. Except he doesn't say it goes across the board. It's only Chayve Krisis, and Shigas Chatos. Okay? So it comes out that according to Rabban, Pito Me'anusosoi, there's no Zochin Mamre. Derech Agav,
Rabbeinu David. Okay. From the Talmid Ramban, this is his Pirush of Sanhedrin. Kamun Levin Zichrei Livracha, photos back for me. Okay? So, he says very clearly that Peter Meir Sasser is Zochim Mamre. But that really depends on what Meir is. Is Rameya also Ikri Divitei Pishim Divi Seifim? Or the discussion really only starts about Divi Seifim only Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Shimon? He's pushing, and you know, I can't even get started. He's opening up and trying to open up through the whole Sugya Sanhedrin. Which for me is an amazing thing. After studying it by my Rebbe, both in the learning Hanechnochen with him one summer, and learning Sefer Mitzvah with him, and going through it again, it's an amazing thing. The whole Sugya is opened up now. Which that's yet to see. That's what comes out here. And this is the Rabbeinu David. So you understand that once you take this approach, and this I want to tell you the Shitos, I'll tell you both now. Can you imagine Zokei Mamrei and a machlikis about chometz b'shei shows of Yisra no as far as Tvisis Kedushin? It's not the meaning of a crisis. So Ramban says, impossible. Impossible. Because it's the whole issue is nothing to do with Divrei Torah. Okay, it's a chometz. Okay. Sokt Rabbeinu David. He brings down the whole Sofik. And it's not clear at the end what he machriya. Okay, he's not sure about it. Okay? Not sure about it. If I find it in a second, I have the quote here. One second. V'yesh is on page Kuf Lamed Hey, okay, on page Zayin Raleh. V'yesh lebal adin lachlek she'achshav ish azayis choze isura ledin teira u'komo shemat isa teira v'ado v'toch Talmud. Okay. Ramban, Ravish, nothing to talk about. So it could be that's what Taimei said. According to the in anything that's chayvik korek krisus is all goes into it. Okay, so since it's a chayvik kris in this case, so it's okay. But according to Rabban, it's ikum midivitera, and here it's not ikum midivitera. That's the whole issue of bita masos of what's going on. It's an amazing thing. But this l'shitosa might be correct. I'm not sure. But if it is, it's an amazingly interesting thing. Now. Yes.
Singer, this is my intro mirror that if it's Zonah Koresh, you don't need to commit their phrases. Adding a new thing that is not Zonah Koresh, then you need to commit their retirement.
That's the way the Rabbeinu David goes. They're two separate issues.
But they're not arguing really. Okay, just, okay.
We don't know. It says, you see, the Ramban's very careful. If you look at the Ramban, when he quotes everyone, says, ah. Okay? Says Av, and the question: what's he coming to say, Av? So the emes is that according to Rabbeinu David, it's also an Av, because he's adding, but he's also subtracting. Because he's adding that it's not dafka chayvik krisus, because there are those we showed him that according to Yehuda, it's a whole different story. It's only tefillin or something like that. Okay? He quoted the Rishonim about that. I'm not interested in that now. But the Ramban's very careful if he says af. Okay? So he could have said that it's like Rabbeinu David, and it's af only in one thing, okay? But I want to say that it's the Ran. Okay? It's the Ran. And the Ran says that according to Rameya, you also require a committee for Yisrael.
That's the af. That's the Rabban wants to tell us af over here, that everyone works with ikumit v'seifim, but he only is malbe even filling. And that's the shtickle. That's what he's trying to say. So mamish, in one word, he's made with all boys telling him what's shat the gemara. But if you don't know the gemara, you need Rabban. What's up there? But every word is the chet. Okay? Now, next. The emissary is, there's a letter from Rameya Halevi Abulafia, the Yad Ramat Chachmil Nil, being Zochim Mamre. That's also published here. There's a letter, okay? And he learns that Yehud is Chilik al Divir Rameya Legamre, and the Chil Zochim Mamre. Is told Rak Beikum with the Vitari Pusha with the Visayfim, and it's nothing to do with anything, and that's what he quotes also, it's in Wu in the Pirish Aran, Miuchas Aran, Rabbi Yehuda Oima, Al Dova Shikum with the Vitari Pusha with the Visayfim, the Chayr Mashma, the Rabbi Yehuda Bola Mai, Mi Divira Meir, the Afil of the Dova Shikum, Dono Kodesh, Shikos Achatos, Eno Chayib, El al dover sheiko midivetera pusha midivisayvim. Bechein eitzor shehez dona kores shiros achatas. That's according to Yehuda. So that question, what's Rabbi Yehuda saying? Is Rabbi Yehuda have two separate chiyuvim? Okay? As a chiyuv of dona kores and a chiyuv of iko divetera. You have all different options over here. And Lechayr is coming out according to Rabban. According to Rabbi Meir Levi, it's a whole different world. Okay? There's no relation to the two, and it can be the Rabbi Nadavin. It can be the Vitera. You know, it's not the issue. It's an issue of Chiv Chol Machatos. And it could be the Manas also. Now, because, and the that kufa, the proof over here, is when he quotes the Sifri. Because it's a Sifri, but Sifri, Abreis, a Shnuya, the Gemara, Eilu, Heim, HaNechnokim, Tona, Bonu, Ki, Pole, V'goyme, Shonu, Kach, Al, Piatera, Sheirucha, Al, Piatera, Chayom, Mechayom, Devei, Sifri, Kloima, Shein, Chiyu, El, Al, Piri, Shal, Sifri, Devei, Tera, Leibo, Al, Dovo, Sheiku, Devei, Sifri, Well, the fish on the Gemara, she's Zua Bryson, Miss Paresh, and that's Rameye! And the Oime, she in Kiddush. She, that's Rameye, or don't stop there. She in Kiddush, the whole Shem Gedushin is because it's Bryson Rameye. So it means Rameye also requires he can be the Vitae Pusha with the Vitae. Therefore, there's no action from Gedushin and Rabbonin. Any who are Rabbonin, there's nothing. That's exactly what he said. And that's the Tzor Talmud, Rabbi Nadovit, just the opposite. Okay, I think we'll probably have to go because I've got a mic, okay?